Hello there, I'm Deb Knight, and welcome to the Money News Market Wrap podcast, your daily dose of money movements delivered straight to your device on this Thursday, the 21st of March, 2024. It was the FOMC meeting in the US today that was making the markets absolutely sing. And while there was no movement on interest rates, good indications of what's to come is what got traders excited. That flowed through to our markets as well, with the ASX shooting up at the opening. Even an unexpected jobs number wasn't enough to slow the momentum, and I'll have more on that in a moment. The ASX 200 finished the day up 1.1% or 86 points to 7,782. 9 of the 11 sectors were in the green, with financials topping the list. Threatening the upward momentum, though, was the surge in Australians getting jobs. The latest numbers from the Bureau of Statistics showed the unemployment rate had dropped to 3.7% in February, with employment increasing by 116,500 people across the month. That's despite higher interest rates and consumer demand, which should really be softening the jobs market. But the number of unemployed people fell by 52,000, with a large number of people looking for a new job or a return to work across the month. Even more surprising to this result were the other figures from the ABS today, which revealed international students and temporary workers had pushed net arrivals to a record of 548,000 across the year. So the jobs numbers mean the Reserve Bank is more likely to sit on its hands when it comes to moving interest rates, potentially pushing the prospect of cuts further down the road. A fuller employment number and falling inflation is like gold to the RBA, so it won't be forced into doing anything it doesn't want to. There is a risk, however, that these numbers might be no more than a blip rather than a trend. So the next reading in a month's time is what will be watched very closely. At the release of today's data, the ASX did fall by almost 20 points, but the positive mood after the US news killed that drop pretty quickly. And you can hear more on today's employment figures by listening to Money News tonight at 7pm or via the podcast feed. To the winners, and Sigma Healthcare rose 1.2% on the news that sales had climbed 9%. Sigma is the group Chemist Warehouse is proposing to take over on its way to the ASX later this year. A strong presentation at its 2024 WebBed Strategy Day saw Webjet shares climbing 9.2% to $8.69. And the big banks forged ahead, with CBA up 2%, Westpac rising 1.9%, NAB up 2.6%, ANZ up 1.1%, and Macquarie lifting 1.4%. A loss of $52 million in the first half saw Brickworks shares fall 3.1% as it blamed state government taxes for increased bills. Losses for Mercury, down 3.4%, and AGL, down 3%, weakened the utility sector. In the healthcare space, CSL lost 0.9% and Cochlear fell 0.3%. On the currency markets, the strong economic news helped the Aussie dollar to a higher point today. $1 is worth 66.2 US cents, 51.8 British pence, almost 100 Japanese yen, well above $1.08 New Zealand. The gold price hit record highs and is currently trading at US $2,205 an ounce. Iron ore futures got a boost, climbing to 109 US a tonne. Brent crude oil dropped under US $87 a barrel. And Bitcoin regained its mojo, with one coin back up to $100,446 Australian dollars. Finally, I know we spoke earlier in the week about the rising number of Chinese couples tying the knot and the hope it will lead to more babies and an uptick in population. But when it comes to popping the question, there is a new school of thought on how much you should spend on the engagement ring. A global marketing campaign by diamond giant De Beers back in the 1930s invented the rule of spending a month's salary on the bling, which later blew out to 3 months. But the average spend these days in Australia is $6,000 on an engagement ring, which is just over the original 1 month salary rule. For the budget conscious, it's also worth considering the growing market for lab-grown diamonds, and much more affordable ones too. Or if you're really lucky, maybe a family heirloom might come into the picture. At the end of the day though, regardless of the ring, you need to make sure they say yes. Tonight on the show, dissecting the data with economist David Bassanisi, media moves with Ben Willey, and youthful yields with Gabby Rosenberg. That's all at 7pm tonight on your radio, via streaming, or in your podcast feed. I'm Deb Knight. I'll speak to you then.